Welcome back. We're going to do a little special Father's Day segment before you hear Roger Badish at 10, and then the great filmmaker Steve James at 10:30. Jim Post is a legend, musical and otherwise. This is something he wrote that he sent to Lise and to me. As a boy, growing up 20 miles or so outside of Houston, Texas, I might as well have been 20 miles from the moon. Where I grew up was different from Houston. Piney woods and blackberry thickets. If those bushes didn't deliver a bounty of delicious blackberries every year for my mama to turn into heavenly pies, well, then my big brother Ray would have cut them down because it crossed one of our deer paths that we ran through the woods on. The deer had a small path and ran straight through the bush, but we didn't have leather skin, and if we followed the path, the berry stickers would have made us pay the price. Why must a bush produce such a delicious berry and stickers on the same bush? This bush was 8 feet tall and 20 feet across. We lived on 10 acres and had 2 milk cows, 1 beef animal, 2 pigs, and a small nation of chickens, and a big dog who walked into our yard when I was 5 years old and just adopted me. My daddy wanted us to grow up in the country and raise our own food. Therefore, he drove 20 miles to be a longshoreman on the Houston waterfront, a price he paid for us that I appreciate more every year of my happy life. My daddy had a third-grade education and was very proud that he could read, but he was embarrassed by a talent that he didn't even know he had. Driving down the road with the family, with his elbow out the window, drifting through his thoughts, he would start talking to Mama. This is when he would be struck by the god of poetry and send my mother's heart fluttering like a teenage girl. "Oh, James," she would say, "you talk like a poet." And he would reply, "Ollie, don't make fun of me." And she would slide across the beltless seat and whisper in his ear and lean her head on his shoulder. He loved her so much that he let her tell him when he could go dancing with whiskey. I'll always feel sorry for my mother that she didn't see Daddy running the winch on a ship, lifting 300, 500, or 600-pound bales of cotton off the dock on a ship headed for England, and laying them at the feet of the men waiting in the cargo hold. From behind the winch he would call out, "Cotton!" And the men would walk out from under the protection of the deck and wait for Daddy to lay it safely at their feet. The point being that he was the only winch operator they trusted in that way. Those 3 bales of cotton dropped into a ship's hold could lead to a tragedy. We never called Daddy Father, so the cake my mother prepared always said Happy Daddy's Day. It was Daddy's Day every day in my youth. Watching him drop a car engine, put up a new bathroom in the house, plow our garden that fed us, and bend his back into the hard longshoreman's life. How could you call a man who provided so much life some formal-sounding name of Father? No siree. He was Daddy, the king of my heart. Go to jimpost.com to find out where he plays if you're in Galena.